I am Nina Humes, and I am with the Association of Science Technology Centers. I am the conference manager.
My name is Heather Norton. I'm the Vice President of Learning Experiences at Discovery Place in Charlotte, North Carolina.
My name is Daniel Bateman. I'm the Public Programs Manager with Exploration Place in Wichita, Kansas. And I'm here tonight at a reception for Aztec board members, CPPC members, and other partners from the community.
Aztec is a member organization. We advocate for our members. We provide professional development for our members. We are establishing partnerships and working within the communities.
Aztec is the Association of Science and Technology Centers, mostly in North America, but all around the world. And it's the place for us to learn how we do things and how to do them better.
So our conference is an opportunity for our science institutions, members, and non-members alike, opportunities to come together and pour into each other. So it's so much going on where you can take back to your institution or take back to your organization.
One of the best parts about being in our field and being part of Aztec is we are such a sharing community, and we're all working to some degree on these big, complex problems or ideas. And so really leveraging our brain power as a larger field or discipline is really beneficial, and it allows us to look at our communities or our locations, but then what are we thinking about nationally, internationally, and how can that inform what we're doing in our own communities?
I think one of the coolest things about Aztec and about the general vibe that you get at these activities is just the opportunity to interact with so many different professionals that have lots and lots of experience and just a little bit of experience, because I learn a lot from people who are new to the industry and how they look at things with wide open eyes.
My name is Steve Knapp. I'm the new president of Carnegie Museums of Pittsburgh. I think what's interesting is science centers, they don't see themselves as competing with each other. They get together, and I think they do freely exchange ideas, and they'll come up with an idea and basically give it away to their peer institutions. And that's not true in every industry.
I'm always trying to figure out other ways to engage the public, and I think one of those ways is by visiting other museums. I'm one of those nerds that goes to museums on vacation, even though I work in one. We go to other museums and learn from best practices.
So I think one of the largest charges we have as institutions is how are we relevant to our communities? And in order to be relevant, that means we have to be better listeners and better at co-creating with our communities. And so when we talk about equity, that means we really have to do better about reaching out and representing the voices and the experiences of all those who live in our communities.
There are a number of different elements of this focus on equity, which is also focus on access and inclusion. We want to make sure that, for example, here in Pittsburgh, that all parts of our very diverse community are able to enjoy what our museums have to offer. And one of the things that goes on in a conference with an organization like this is the exchange of ideas on, well, what's worked in your context, and maybe we should try the same thing.
How can we serve the greatest value by providing a resource or a solution to things that our communities see as their larger problems?